producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Not Scott Hannon, it's Leon Francis. I am the host of the Common Sense Club from 2 to 5. But right now, I'm pitch hitting for my man, Scott Hannon, who's out there in Bismarck. And his kid graduated. That's awesome. I mean, you see your kid progress from this tiny little bundle of energy and joy all the way up into a man. And he graduates from high school, and he's ready for the world. And that's all right. I have actually a shout-out down in Texas, a kid that I used to, you know, sit on my knee and play with and throw the football around with and do all kinds of crazy things. He actually graduated this week also. His name is DJ McCray. Dad was a big football star down there in Texas for the Longhorns, and little DJ, all grown up, graduated, and is going into the Air Force. How awesome is that? So I wanted to start today out with that, because that, man, that does my heart really, really good. And today, It's a really, really nice day out. Everything is good. It's sunny, not too cool, not too hot. So it's looking up. And I mean, this day just keeps getting better. You heard him on The View. You heard him if you were listening last night on AM 1100, The Flag. Ben Carson did an interview with the great one, Mark Levin. And he also, he's been doing this little circuit where he's talking to folks from all over the media. And on The View, I watched him as he just goes into his ideology, into his background a little bit, and basically gives his vision for America. And you got to keep in mind, this is The View. So it's a liberal, I'll say left leaning show. And anytime a conservative like Ben Carson can go on that show and get applause, you know this guy's message is tight. It is spot on, and he didn't pander. He, right from the right side of thinking, went into his reason why he dislikes the welfare system, the welfare state that we've created. He compared it to slavery, and which I totally agree with. I agree with 100%. And after being questioned about that statement, he laid it out for those folks, and he got a resounding applause afterwards. That's what we need. And guess who has Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson, on his show from 2 to 5, Common Sense Club, speaking common sense to the folks? It's me, your little old lovable, huggable host from 2 to 5. And I am ecstatic to be able to speak with him and bring that common sense to the Common Sense Club. So I'm happy about that, too. Happy about the weather. Happy about my boy DJ. Happy about Scott's son down in Bismarck graduating and doing the right thing and all that. And this kid is pretty cool. It's smart as a whip. So just wanted to send out a couple of shouts out that way. Now, we'll dig into some news. A couple of things that really tripped my trailer this morning is, one, homegrown Eddie Schultz. His petulant pontifications are coming to an end. He's going to end his radio show, and he's going to make the move to online only format. Now, we can be proud, I guess, that Ed Schultz, you know, hometown radio show guy, you know, I mean, yeah, he was a Democrat, then he was a Republican, and then he was a Democrat, and now he's a flaming liberal, but, that all goes by the wayside, right? Because he is from Fargo. But, so I'm scrolling through the news, and I see this, and I'm like, wow, that's not, that doesn't bode well for redhead, Eddie Schultz. It doesn't bode well, because that's kind of where you go when you don't have anywhere to go. That was my take on it. What's yours? 855-200-1776, extension 2. If you want to join me live on air and talk about that. Later on today, we're going to have Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullen, and we're going to talk about some news of the day, a couple of things that I want to talk about with them and with you also. Did you hear about this mayor? I think he's out of California. And he's given some really blunt advice for those people that are being bullied. So to set it up, he's in a meeting, and they're discussing having bullying safe zones in the city. And I love this mayor's response. And he's getting a lot of flack over his response. He says, pretty bluntly, too, that these little guys and gals, they need to grow a pair. And I thought that was refreshing, because now in the atmosphere that we have created, the over-PCing of America, the coddling of our cotton-toed little darling kids, we sometimes miss the message that you need to stand up for yourself. There's not always going to be someone around for you to run behind and, you know, kind of, you need to stand up for yourself. It's something that I teach my kids. It's something I hope that the common sense folks out here teach their kids. His message that I, you know, what I ascertained from his message was this. You cannot live in a safe zone. You can't. You have to come out sometime. And you're not always going to have some protector to protect you. What you need to do is to refuse to back down, to chuck your chin. And that's a Southern saying. You need to chuck your chin, meaning you put your chin out, puff your chest out, and grow a pair. You need to stand up for yourself. And that's all right. His exact words, and I quote, is, I'm against bullying, but I'm getting doggone, and that's not his exact word, but I don't know what I could say on the air here. But he says, I'm getting doggone tired of it being used as a mantra for everything and all the ills of the world, when most people just need to grow a pair and stick up for their doggone selves. That's what he said at the city council meeting. And man, is he catching some flack. I mean, there are, I guess this a gay and lesbian advocate said she thought it was a witch hunt. It felt like a witch hunt to her. She can't believe he would say something like that. And then you have the feminists out going, how are you going to tell a girl to grow a pair? Come on, people. Come on. Grow a pair is simply that. It means to chuck your chin, puff your chest out, and face adversity head on. Stand up for yourself. That's what it means. And I thought that that was refreshing. He also told, he was on Glenn Beck also. And he said that we really have to, because he's referring to, like, the feminists and that gay and lesbian advocate, saying that they basically felt attacked. And I said bunk to that, nuts to that. And he said the same thing. He said, when are we going to move past identifying folks by their sexuality? When are we going to do that? I mean, and I agree with him. Why do we always have to bring it all the way back down to something that doesn't even really matter in the grand scheme of things? Think about that. You have to reduce folks down to something like that. No. Grow a pair. And we'll be right back with Blanquita and Ellen.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, folks, it's Scott Hannon here. Make today the day you book a Chase break. Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts, on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's your spot for some unbelievable May savings. Get a load of this deal. While they last, $59 a night, any classic room, any night at Chase on the Lake. Call right now, 888-CHASE-06, or go online to chaseonthelake.com to book this incredible deal. Super savings in May at Chase on the Lake. Here's another deal. Now through June 19th, you get a classic hotel room with free 2 hours of watercraft, that's speedboat, pontoon, or wave runners, or bike rental, free, $119 per night, Sunday through Thursday, anytime between now and June 19th. Book that right now, 888-CHASE-06. Or the Friday and Saturday night deal, $298 for a classic hotel room for your weekend stay, plus get half off the half-day watercraft rentals. That's through June 19th. ChaseOnTheLake.com or call 888-CHASE-06. 888-CHASE-06. Call or book online now.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm a fairy bear man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back on a very, very sunny Thursday here in Fargo. I love it. I love it. Blanquita, we have you on the line right now, right? And I take it you're not in London or any place like that, right?
Well, actually, I was remembering Ellen's on the way to Normandy. You know, this is such a big weekend for a lot of things. And I think you know, and your listeners know, that IMC, the National Memorial Day Parade here in Washington, D.C., and have done so for about 10 years. And Ellen's off there, you know, she's out, gone to Normandy.
Oh, okay, good deal. Good deal. And I wish I could, you know, get away for, I don't know, a month and go out and visit places like that. That'd be awesome. I think
wouldn't that be great? But, you know, coming to Washington, D.C., especially on this particular weekend, which is going to be a beautiful weekend, but you have the Rolling Thunder. You have all of these incredible men and women who have served in uniform. We have one of the final, you know, the real important guys from Jimmy Doolittle's Raiders, and we have a couple of the last of the Band of Brothers who are still this around, and then we have every single war represented, going all the way back to revolutionary times, and currently representing what's going on in Afghanistan, and even going back to the period of Bush with Desert Storm. It's very touching. It's an extremely touching a parade.
Oh, I would love to be there. And I've been to Washington many, many times, and I'm just picturing it in my head, that parade. Man, it would be great to be there.
Oh, and then you see the, you know, the Gold Star mothers who have pictures of their family members who have served, and they hold them up. And of course, there'll be a special tribute to the men and women serving right now in uniform who've been deployed so many times. And especially, you've got to know that this particular weekend, with all the disrespect that's been demonstrated to veterans through the Veterans Administration, that more than anything, this is an important time to remember anyone who's serving in uniform and to help them out.
And I know, and I sit and I think about this whole VA scandal. I think about Obama's faux outrage. I think he's going to hashtag us a solution. But I sit and I think about it, and I think about all of the sacrifice that our vets give for this country, and it incenses me. It upsets me to no end. The VA system, it's a great thing in theory, but with all of the waste and the fraud and the abuse that goes on in that system, and then you think about basically the ACA is that on steroids. It just makes me shake my head. Our veterans deserve better. They do.
Well, the way that they get better is by having folks in your audience call their members of Congress, you know, especially in the House, because they go back to their offices on the weekends. They go home. And
right.
So and the old adage is, if they receive more than 100 phone calls from people, they will certainly get off the dime and be big voices out there on these issues that are important, like the veterans. Now, I will tell you from my perspective that there are a lot of other scandals that are going to break in this town because, first of all, he's kind of asleep at the switch, and it's
right.
Not something you can't say, I didn't know. The fact of the matter is, if you don't know, why don't you know? Who is not telling you? And the fact
yeah.
of the matter is, they may be afraid to tell the president the bad news, but the people that are afraid to tell the president bad news should be fired, because he needs to know. And there are going to be, I mean, right now you have a situation that's very near and dear to my heart. That's the voice of America. The voice of America that has been the jewel in the crown of U.S. international broadcasting for over 75 years, right? When we talk about Ellen going to Normandy, Voice of America was created around that time, during World War II. So they're thinking about completely shutting it down because it's so mismanaged. Now, can you imagine how disgraceful to think that the Voice of America is there? You've got Matt Salmon from Arizona who wants to shut the place down. So that's just
wow.
one. You've got EPA, you've got IRS, you've got Benghazi, you've got the VA, and much more that's on the horizon.
So why do you think that we, and I agree with you, if you don't, if our, the president who's running our country doesn't know about all of these scandals, all of this, these things that are going on right under his nose, then that's a problem. I think it's a bigger problem than him ignoring them. I actually do.
He has cabinet members that are supposed to tell him, and if those cabinet members are not receiving, I mean, Shinseki, if he should know what's going on. He's the guy that's overseeing the entire shop at VA. So who is not reporting to him? Is he trying to, you know, keep silent because of people? Frankly, you know, heads should be rolling. And before his head rolls, he needs to make a lot of heads roll.
Absolutely.
Every single cabinet member, if I were President Obama, I'd be bringing them in and saying, look, I don't like this. You got problems in your areas. You get them fixed, and you get them fixed now. And I want to know before the end of the week what you're fixing.
Right. And I agree. Heads should roll, and we have to hold these folks accountable. Yep.
Right.
Absolutely, or lack thereof. I have a couple of one story in particular I want to ask you about, talk to you about. Ed Schultz. Did you hear that he's going to an online only format with his radio show?
Well, I'm not surprised because he's been on progressive networks, which is not done traditionally very well now. And so I would suspect that, you know, Air America kind of went bust. So I'm not surprised he's going to that format.
Yeah, absolutely. You think it has anything to do with, you know, the way he comes across? Yeah, to folks, I mean, he's abrasive. I'm just going to put that out there. He is very abrasive.
He's abrasive even to the people like progressives. I mean, a lot of folks have a bit of a difficulty with his personality. But some people think that he's really fantastic and love him. So he's got his own audience, certainly his own base. But on the other hand, you have guys who I don't agree with politically or ideologically, like Tom Hartman, who is very well regarded in our industry because he's a gentleman. And even though we don't agree on anything, we still can be cordial and respectful of each other's opinions.
Absolutely. And I agree. He does have a loyal listener base. It's just apparently not very big. Anything else you want to share with us, Blanquita? We have about a minute left.
Well, I'd love to remind people to go to the website of hoedownforheroes.com. And that's, you know, where they can help out the wounded veterans and, where there's a big event that I'll be emceeing on the 31st of May to kind of do a great thing for these heroes that are not getting enough support financially for their families, etc.
Right. Thank you, Blanquita.
Encourage that.
Serving
thank you,
the Northern
Blanquita.
Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
We are back, and I'm so happy today. Not because I just, you know, concluded a segment with Blanquita, who is, you know, she's got some common sense there. I like that. And then all of the graduations that are going on, and then my boy DJ down there in Texas graduating and going on to the Air Force. How awesome is that? Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind, buddy?
Morning, Leon. I was just going to say, you know, I'm being a veteran, and back in 1988, I was in the 82nd Airborne Division, and I was lucky enough to participate in the anniversary of D-Day there, and so a bunch of us flew over and was jumped in and parachuted and landed on the actual Normandy drop zone, and then we spent a week there in St. Mary Glise, France. And if you remember that movie, I think it was the movie D-Day, where that paratrooper got hung up on that church steeple and kind of sort of played like he was dead, and a German officer shot him, and he just kind of grit his teeth and took it. And so anyway, to make a long story short, we wandered around the town there and visited with the local people for about a week there, and got to attend the Sunday service there when we were leaving that Sunday in that actual church. And it was absolutely beautiful. It was just a magnificent church. And I was going to tell Blanquita, see if she could get a message to Ellen there, to if she gets a chance to stop in there and see that church there in St. Mary Glise.
Okay. I can see. I'll shoot a text over to Scott and see if he can, you know, get relay the message. It'd be awesome to get a picture from there.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, when we were in there, they renovated that church, obviously, but there's a big portion of the top part of the church that they left on the inside, and they left the original. And you can still see the pock marks in the concrete there from the 50 cal and the rounds and the bullets that were hitting the concrete. And it was just something I'll never forget. And I just wanted to, you know, just get that message out there to her, see if she could go there and see that, because she'll really enjoy that. And I wanted to also say that, you know, my hats are off to the veterans here, and especially this weekend. You know, God bless every one of them, deceased and living.
If
anybody in this country deserves 100% free medical care, it's our veterans. I mean, they gave more than most people, you know, for their country. So, you know, you get this day and age with the welfare state that it's just overwhelming our country. And my opinion is if anybody deserves a 100% free health care, it's the veterans.
Absolutely, and I wholeheartedly agree. And you look at the VA, and you look at the bloated budgets, and you look at all of the money, they have the money to do this. And I used to know the actual stat, but I think the amount of folks that actually sign up for our military is tiny. It's minuscule as a fraction of the entire populace. So we should absolutely be able to take care of those folks. What the heck is going on that we have veterans dying waiting for care? You talk about something that cheeses my grits, that's it right there, buddy. And it's like you said, these guys and gals go out there, put their life on the line. I mean, you sign up, you don't know where you're going to go. You don't know what you're going to be doing. You don't know if you're going to be in harm's way or not. You sign on the dotted line, there should be some guarantees in place for you.
Absolutely. You know, when you think of all the stuff that this administration is wasting money on and prior administrations for that matter, you know, it's just ridiculous. You free cell phones for this, that, and the other thing,
Not even that. Think about this. Yeah, you got the Obama phones. Yeah, you got the welfare out there. Yeah, you have 11 million folks claiming disability. What's up with that? But you also have this administration pandering to people who are not even citizens and dropping money on folks that are not even citizens, let alone risking their life for this country. Are you kidding me? Every dime that we are pumping into overseas and to folks that hate us and to care and to these amnesty groups and all of that should stop until our veterans are taken care of. It's like Blanquita saying, heads should roll before Obama's head rolls. He should take care of business, period. And I apologize. I tend to bloviate. I'm going to let you have the last word. Go.
Oh, that's okay. I like it when you bloviate because you speak the truth and it comes from your heart and it's common sense. And you know, the more people speak common sense and the truth, hopefully it'll catch on. And I agree 100% with what you said. You know, it's the people that aren't even citizens that get so many benefits that, you know, that they do, if you're a driver's license and everything. I mean, it's just
right.
It's insane what they're doing. And then, you know, on top of all of it, one thing that really, quote unquote, cheeses my grits is, and I'll never forget it as long as I live, and that was Homeland Security Janet Napolitano's memos classifying returning veterans and Christians and people who disagree with this administration as possible domestic terrorists. I mean, when I heard that, I hit the roof, and I just couldn't believe it.
Think about that.
I'll never forget that.
I won't either, but think about that. You got these guys and gals that go over and on foreign soil and fight for the ideals of this country. Even, I mean, despite what administration is in office, they love America and they are representing America's interests and fighting for those people. Period. They come back here and they're classified as potential domestic terrorists. Are you kidding me? You know what that will do? It'll make a guy a domestic terrorist because he will be so upset. Think about that, too. You coming back here
right.
And you have PTSD and you're trying to go through this.
You know what it kind of reminds me of, Leon? You know what it kind of reminds
What's
me
that?
Of, you know, remember back in the 60s with the Vietnam War when our you know, heroic vets, you know, came back from the Vietnam War. Now, you know, they're just following orders. They come back
right.
And they got spit on at the airport and everything. Well, guess what? All those hippies and people like that were spitting on them, those types, those are the ones that are in administration and in Washington right now. So to me, with those
John
type
Kerry.
Of comments from Janet Napolitano, it's the same thing. It's all over again, and it needs to stop.
How did we get to? How did we come to such a pass? And you're right. All of those long-haired, pot-smoking hippies are now running our country. And think about this: Bill Ayers, that idiot, that guy that bombed. I mean, Weather Underground. He gets out of jail or probation or whatever happened to that guy, and the only job he can possibly get is in education. think about that. Turning out our next generation of political leaders is Bill Ayers.
Enter Common Core. I mean, it's an onslaught attack from the left-wing liberal 60s hippies that are in power now, and they want to just, now they got a position where they can, so they think, they can go ahead and advance their agenda. And it's just like getting spit on at the airport again, all over again. And I just want people in this country to know that.
Oh, man. And again, Bob, love it when you call in, because I could do this all day, man. So thanks for telling me what's on your mind. You call in anytime.
Right. God bless you, Leon. God bless the flag, buddy.
Oh, God bless you, Bob. And God bless this station for, you know, being a proponent of faith, family, and freedom and free enterprise. God bless the flag. God bless our vets and this country, even though we have turned our face away from doing what's right and what's good in his eyes. God bless us anyway. There are guys and gals out there fighting to get this country back on the right track. And I think he knows that. We just can't quit fighting. We got to be as tenacious as those guys at Normandy. That's how we have to be. Grit our teeth, put our chin, chuck our chin, and go forward. That's the only thing we can do. And, man, I'm like Bob. I sit and I think about everything that our vets gave up, you know, to protect this country. And you think about what's going on with the VA scandal. You think about the cover-up. And the one thing that I do agree with Barry on is the fact that it's not a new issue. I don't think it's a new issue. I think this has been going on for a while. And it doesn't matter whose butt is in that seat in the Oval Office. Our vets should be taken care of, period. And if you know that there is waste, fraud, and abuse, and you know that there are folks dying, waiting on care, you need to get off your arse and do something about it, period. Hashtag that, Barry. I mean, my goodness. Memorial Day. Don't forget, we talked to a couple of folks yesterday that are running the state parks. Veterans and their families get in free at our state parks here in North Dakota. So make sure you get out there, have fun with the family, and visit one of our state parks. I mean, the Abraham Lincoln State Park is an awesome park, and they've got a lot going on there. And I had the guy that is the event coordinator on yesterday on the Common Sense Club, and he was telling us all of these benefits and discounts that veterans and their families get, and I think that's all right. That's all right in my book. Memorial Day. It's observed on the last Monday in May. Honors the men and the women who died while serving in the U.S. military. Originally, it was known as Decoration Day. And a lot of folks may not know this, but it originated in the years following the Civil War and became an official federal holiday, I think, in 1970, 1971, somewhere right along in there. And, man, I just had a major brain fart. I should know that. I think it was 1971, though. So, get out there, take your family, visit some cemeteries or memorials, pay your respects. Some guys gave everything. And that's the message I want to leave you with. We'll be right back on the other side of this break with more of What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Puya and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate courses. Correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Digging that. That's pretty cool. Love it. I am Leon Francis, pitch hitting for the big man himself, Scott Hannon, who is still in Bismarck right now. And this is a What's on Your Mind? What's on your mind? This breaking news just in. The Thai military has announced that the army has seized power in a coup. Obama is going to flex his military muscle. He's going to meet with some folks. He's going to be mad. He's going to wait about 21 days, and then he's going to hashtag his outrage. So that's breaking news, and that's tongue in cheek, but apparently the army has seized power over there in Thailand. So you just want to keep an eye on that. And again, I want to give a little shout out to my boy DJ, all grown up, making his mom and his pops proud today, and me. I mean, I'm proud right now when I got the news that he was going to be an airman. Man, my heart swole just a little bit with pride. So, you know, hats off to you, DJ. I know you're going to do great. You're going to make us proud, man. That's great. A couple of news stories that I want to make sure that you are aware of. There will be an Amber Alert exercise today, and it'll be like right before my show, the Common Sense Club, at 2:00. It will be a state Amber Alert exercise will be initiated today at 2:00. It's an annual statewide test, and it's being conducted to test all of the components of the state of North Dakota's Amber Alert plan. And Amber Alert is America's missing broadcast emergency response. So during this exercise, you will receive a fax, an email, text message announcing commencement of the exercise and requesting contact updates. The EAS, or the Emergency Alert System, will be activated twice with a voice message using the Child Abduction Emergency Code. That's a CAE. First by the State Emergency Operations Center, and then secondly by the National Weather Service. So just, you know, keep in mind that today, right around 2:00, we'll be getting that Amber Alert exercise, and it's an alert. It's an exercise. It's not an actual Amber Alert. So there you go. And I don't want you to forget about this either. Right around 2:00, the Common Sense Club. We have Ben Carson on. Yeah. And we also have Michael Campo. He is the guy that made that film, Outcast. So don't forget about that. That's just a plug for my show right now. These are stories that are kind of comical, but stories that just make you shake your head. So this morning around 1:00 out in West Fargo, there was police responded to a reported crash involving a car and a train. So apparently, so they go and it was a crash involving a car and a train. The officers arrive at the scene and they made contact with two female occupants. And they were both of Fargo. They said that they were not injured. They refused medical treatment. The driver had been drinking and was driving under the influence of alcohol. She was ultimately arrested for a DUI and for refusing the chemical test. So that was a train versus car scenario with alcohol involved. Never a good thing. My goodness, come on now. Call a cab. And that's one of the reasons why you don't drink and drive, because your judgment is obviously impaired. So you're a petite girl with two other petite girls in your car, and you're going to try to beat a train. Come on. Wise up. Wise up. Scott Hannon will be broadcasting today in the second and third hour, and he'll be live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. So just keep your radios locked here. You will hear Scott's voice soon, right after mine, at the top of the next hour. So keep it locked right here for right now. We have just a tiny bit of, well, I guess we don't have any time for open phones, but I will leave you with this. Ed Schultz going to an online-only format, that's a good thing because he can't influence he can't influence us anymore over the radio airwaves. I think that's awesome. And remember the vets on Memorial Day. I will see you at 2 o'clock. Let's go to Scott.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.